you see, what you measure everything against is not the reality of the value involved. Money itself is only measured by your lack of it, according to your perception of what you need to or want to do. But you must, in your material, physical world, attend that, because that is the measurement of this world in which you're expressing. And they're playing absolutely incredible games with it, so that you don't really have anything already anyway. They managed to get it, and then they allow you to borrow it back from them. You can't turn it in for anything. You can exchange it with each other for some measure of value. But that's not the point here. There are things you need to make this journey in the setting within which you find yourself. You are working, aspiring toward being able to physically withstand what is being thrust at you in nothing in the world but plain old physical pulsed beams. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but I'll guarantee you that if you are regularly on Gyandriana, you are able to withstand the blast in this valley better than you could a year ago. Because they have quadrupled the impact against you. And I see ones being able to manage that very well. Those things that did damage Dorma no longer even get her attention. And besides, Princeton had the perfect answer. It's kind of nice not to have to watch and wait so much. There is a plus to those little fat pads around your middle. Those frequencies cannot travel through those fat pads very well. And it gives your solar plexus, your energy, your soul resource, your beingness, some level of protection that it does not have to continually do nothing but just counter those being thrust at you. Because the adversary does something really dastardly. He changes the frequencies all the time. So that you have to come up with a cellular structure that will automatically counter them. Without your having to sit there and say, Father, light, please, I can't stand this. You begin to program your own structure to just combat that. Just put up your shield. As we move along here, you must begin to think in terms outside anything with which you're familiar. And yet you will be able to relate it to things that you do consciously know. For instance, in the bottom of the deepest sea, in the back of the darkest, dankest cave under that sea, what do you find? You find light being produced from luminescence. Well, isn't that light different? Yeah, it is. And it's a whole heck of a lot better. Now, what has happened? Cellularly, the creatures, the life forms, the plants are able to absorb translate and radiate luminescence from the invisible rays that pass through everything. Now, what are we talking about when we talk about a third of the sun, a third of the moon, a third of the world, a third of the rivers, a third? You can't separate it like that. Oh, I see two-thirds of the moon's going to be black and there's one little pie shape over here. No. You're going to have your sunlight filtered down by two-thirds. You're going to be in twilight time. That will not, however, shelter you from those invisible rays already pouring around you. There is light that you cannot see. Those are damaging rays to the seeing physical being. And this will increase and increase and increase until the welfare or the health standards of the masses will deteriorate. And if they can keep you from being able to structure your own structure to withstand this, they have won because they know how to do it. And I'm going to remind you again, when you have replications, you can breed soul out of that replica. But he doesn't know it. He thinks he is an ongoing, almost infinite being. He doesn't have to give a second thought to the hereafter. Consequently, these ones who are out for world control through force have it all planned out. You look at Mr. Kissinger. He may look like a nasty, mean old man to you, but do you realize how old this man is? And I think you'll get my point. There is a peak of presentation where you can still continue to fool the people by saying you go jog every morning or whatever the lie is. And you see, once you're out of that limelight, how deterioration comes. Have you seen Mr. Reagan without makeup? You see, the One World Order Committee of 300 doesn't intend to have Mr. Reagan around. They have their big boys. And anyone below a given level is expendable. And anyone below this given level for the overall security is willing to give up, you know, whatever is required of them. But they're moving quickly enough now that what looks like they will have to give up something they fully intend to have under control so that it never happens. You're not going to like the writings of the last week. We've written an entire journal this week. You must be in refreshing your minds about how things are going to be. They have your concentration camps ready. They have the judicial system set so they can arrest you, incarcerate you, and there is nothing you can do about it. Against the law, who cares? You cannot even get an attorney to represent you unless you pay him up front. Come off it. Public defender, if it's a criminal action. You should have spent some time in the court where Mitch and Karen were, and Rick, to watch it. Where even the judge says, well, I really don't like to rule against. In other words, I don't want to rule against those boys in the prosecutor's office or the judicial bench or whoever. All the while, George Green and Jason Brandt are in cahoots, George telling them that Eckers owned the house, is just a shelter. Well, brother, I am eager to prove that one in a court of law. And I think Mr. Green is going to rue the day he tells the lies. If you have handled yourselves properly, you are covered by the laws of the land. And until you understand that it is you he's trying to steal from now, then you're not going to understand the point at all. His problem is now. He has lied his last important lie to two very important business people who also have investment participation in the most caring way in the Institute, who will say, brother, I want to tell you, if they didn't use the money for what they're using it for, I would have their ass. And if I have to, I will bring a suit against them for withholding the money that I made available for this purpose. And when you can have a criminal complaint so that the parties involved don't have any legal expenses because these political people are going to get you, you don't have any alternative but to go struggle through it. And if you cannot walk on the vacant lot next door on your own easement without being criminally arrested and have to go through all of the expense and time of protecting yourself or go to jail, you have come a long way, babies. And if you cannot see it, you cannot do anything about it. So what does Mr. Green tell everybody? Sherry Yaunt gave them the money. They've taken it, they've stolen it, and they bought the house. Sherry Yaunt, lie. They bought the house, lie. And therefore, they are claiming an easement on property adjacent to the house that isn't even theirs, and yet it's umbrellaed under there. Mr. Green, I want to tell Mr. please somebody, because this is not necessarily for distribution. And certainly the writing is to bring the focus in here so we can talk about it. The focus is that if you push, Mr. Green, you're going to push right up against the head of the Resolution Trust Corporation, who will have perpetrated more fraud on the United States of America and the citizens if they did, in fact, confiscate the property and turn around and sell it back to these people. There is another law that said they couldn't even buy it back. Do you see? Well, they have all these corporations. You better believe it. And under the laws of the land in the state of Nevada, you can find your protection, your truth, and your legality. And if you let this man pierce the veils of the corporations, then you are going to become aghast by the state of Nevada for mismanaging your corporation business. You get down on your knees and you say, God, help me. Show me the way. God gives you the way. And you throw it away. You don't know it, but these two, Eckers, arbitrarily, out of the blue, filch away your money into all these corporations. There is some humor in it. George says, well, I have a list right here, 47 of them, and then there are at least 200. X says, really? I would have thought there were a whole lot more than that. In other words, if there aren't more than that, they're not doing their job. And they're certainly not doing it properly for me and my business. I've got to stress this point because you must understand the critical value of the tools you're given. I am not interested in what you may do with your $1,300. But when I put $13 million in that corporation, you damn well better manage it, my people. Does everybody in this room hear me?
I sure do.
Yeah, well, it's because you're filching all of it all the time. Well, yeah, they pay Brent every month, every week. And that Al, you know, that dentist down there, he gets $5,000 or $6,000 a month over into his Jolly Sunshine Corporation. They're just hiding it all there. Response. Well, aren't they doing something for that? No, just hiding the money. While he sits on 110,000 books, he says. They should have been being sold to pay for the paper. How in the world can they keep that paper going? Look, it's bigger and bigger and bigger. That means they're spending all that money out of the Institute. X scratches his head and said, well, what else was it for? And you have the books. That's right. How can they earn any money to cover it? Is there something missing here? Well, if you think that we are going to sacrifice the spelt crop to please Mr. Green so that EJ doesn't have to sign another check because he's treasurer, forget it. We will struggle in court, won't we? But I do suggest, EJ, you see, we don't just sit around home gossiping. I have to take this opportunity also to speak to you ones who are around all the time and don't hear me. I would suggest that you put at the top of your list to make sure that you put from the first transaction $2 million into the Institute. Work it out with Moody. You can work that first transaction out with the second one coming. You may as well store it there. Because I'm really getting tired of this. And I'd like to have you be able to take these books and just spread them out on the table. And there it is. Everybody's covered as if gold has doubled. There was never, unless Mr. Green lied to you, because this is certainly something that Mr. Ecker never told you, was that you are just going to put your money in there and you're going to have that gold and it's going to sit back there, and then when you're ready, you're going to get all your money, all your gold, all of the interest payments, everything. I told you over and over and over again, we're not in the metals business. Mr. Green is in the get the gold and bury it business. I have said over and over and over again, get some gold, hold some gold, hold some silver against the currency change. And then if you want to be able to help our projects now, put it in the Institute. It will purchase gold. It will be used as collateral to be borrowed against, so you have working funds. When gold doubles, as it will, and Mr. Green still is out there preaching to the world, get into gold, get into gold. It's going to go to a minimum of $2,000 an ounce. And it is. It goes up $10 a day. Soros buys a little of it. We do not handle your funds or ours carelessly. It is not working the way Mr. Green anticipated it with his plan. Thank God for blessings. And neither is anybody handling this now going to run away and do anything. I'm having to quarrel with her little, so just bear with the silence a minute. She says, I'm going to quit. And No, she's not. Because we came to do a job. And we must do this job. And yet we must earn the right to have that which we need to do the job. Until you got these lessons, you could not manage it. Randall Rick can well remember sitting with Sintani. We're ready already. Well, aren't you going to enjoy your little reward for being patient until you really were ready? And what does it mean? It means you're going to have to go into that courtroom and stand with these people to say, yes, sir. They were supposed to have been in Panama when Mr. Horn and Jason Brent had them in court. And we sued them, and we settled, and we're going to get it right out of their settlement, sir. And poor old Eckers, once again, are going to go through court, win a settlement that they never see. And I would suggest that the three parties I just mentioned polish up your corporate business fingers so that it doesn't look like you got it either. We've taught you how to use it. If you don't use it correctly, then you deserve to lose it. But I am no longer going to put my people out front to spearhead this thing through just to get shot down by someone who doesn't understand what they're doing. Now, Al, do you own this corporation that George is talking about? Pardon? Marge, do you have a corporation? Do you own a corporation? Where is Marge here?
Marge has
Betty? Do you have a corporation? Do you own a corporation? Can you on a witness stand say that you do not own a corporation? You are lying if you say that you own one. Hear me. If you have handled your business properly, you don't own one. And so Green will tell you that the law is you have to issue stock. That is bullshit. You do not have to issue stock, period. And if you want to issue stock, if you feel, my God, I just can't stand it without issuing stock, make it bearer stock, stick court with it. Or run up some bills and we'll send it to George. He may own more corporations than he knows about. And I think all of you will want to be in court that day.
We got some real losers we can give him.
It's what it says. Do you see? You're never out of alternatives. You just aren't creative enough. I said, you've got to create your play. You have to know where you're headed. and you will be given all the things you need to create. You have to create your play, and then you have to build your proof. And that means that from the moment of conception of the idea, you must be laying the path of proof. And as long as you're doing it in open integrity, according to the laws of the land and the laws of God, you can lay it right out there on the table and pass 47 lie detector tests. We cannot dump millions of dollars on your heads for projects if you cannot remember that you don't own a corporation. You are not that corporation. You have birthed an entity. You may very well control it. And guess how you control it? By good bookkeeping, a good feeding schedule. You keep the strings called money control. Is there something says your corporation cannot do business? No. It says, in fact, according to the birthing laws of the land, it must do business. Does it have to do perfect business? No, son of a gun. You can fail. You can be lousy at business. So far, it is not a criminal offense to lose your shirt because you're ignorant of doing good business. But look how hard you try. Is there a law that says you cannot do business with another corporation? No, most of the laws say, jolly well, it's a lot healthier if you do business with another corporation rather than get stuck with all the paperwork, etc., of doing business with people. Somebody very clever and intelligent set up the Nevada corporation laws. That's why Nevada doesn't have to extract all these taxes from the people. It's why you can have a mother in Nevada and you can go play in California. They've thought of these things. They've thought of these things until California will try every way under the sun to break your strings. They'll charge you so much to do business in California that you'll wish you had just incorporated in California. Okay, so those that are going to be nasty about it, incorporate in California. But I still suggest you have the mother over in Nevada. Now, is this wrong for Hatton to sit up here and tell you this? Why would it be wrong? Those are the laws. Just because the ones who want to extract everything from you don't want you to know the laws doesn't make it illegal for me to tell you what they are. And don't you have a right to expect more from me than to keep it a secret how to make this passage? You see, 2 weeks away from me yelling, and I'm going to ruin her voice. She can't even keep up. That proves she does not spend all that much time yelling at EJ. Regardless of the rumors.
That must be why she's got all those parrots, and she's training them to yell at EJ.
Except they turn around and bring blood on her fingers, don't they? And that's when I step in. No bloody fingers, that's going to be no excuse. If parrots chew your fingers, you're going to type anyway. We're going to make this, people. We're ready now. We're ready now. And there's still some personal tag-ins to pick up. And does this mean, Hatton, that ones like Leon, when he finally sees the light of truth, is barred forever from our door? Of course not. You grow from the hardest of lessons. You don't grow much when everything around you is attended for you. It is just usually that one's egos, having gotten you into this mess, will never lower themselves enough to say, "Man, I was wrong." You don't even have to say it to God. That's not the point of our journey. But it is the time of sorting, and that is between God and individual. Not Hatton, an individual. One must understand what is unconditional love. That is that undented acceptance of God under all conditions for the ignorance of his fragments, experiencing. And you don't know another's contract. Maybe that party was put in your midst for nothing else other than these lessons. And if you are lesser than willing to honor that, then you have learned yours. It doesn't mean you don't use intelligence. But ultimately, out of the lessons acquired from either side merging into your consciousness, you must make your choices. And sometimes you don't have the ability of time to wait until it's all in. You have to weigh it up here in this balance scale. Of looking at what is. Did Leon set out to cause grief? With or without George Green or you? No. Leon had a lot of help at becoming disenchanted.
Can we stop the change of date?
All right.